Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, August 23rd, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, we're all here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. It's Monday, so that means it's awesome, obviously. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love Mondays? I mean, only weirdos, I guess. How was everyone's weekend? Everybody good. Get laid, Vin?
I did.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
Nice.
Nikki, of course, you probably
no.
stuffed somebody. No.
No.
Yeah. Did you go out to bars and try and get laid, or what was that?
No, I worked all weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've heard you say you have another gig, and then I've heard you say you have two other gigs. Is that true?
I have multiple gigs trying to make ends
meet. It's a gig economy.
Yeah.
But when you say make ends meet, mm-hmm. I realize, like, are your parents charging you for rent?
I help out a lot where I can, but I have a student loan that I currently have to pay on. And
a car payment.
And a car payment and health insurance and other things.
Got it.
What does health insurance cost you?
The lowest plan, which is practically nothing. Like, I think it's like $230 or something.
Oh, $230 a month?
Mm-hmm.
A month. Mm-hmm. You pay $230 a month for oh my God.
That's a lot.
For one person. You're young. You'd think they'd be charging you like next
a
to
dollar.
Nothing. Yeah. When's the last time you went to the doctor?
I think when a year ago.
What was
wrong? Because I didn't go because of COVID.
Oh.
So pre COVID. I went to
pre COVID.
I went for,
what,
birth
for a
control.
Checkup?
My
oh
birth
for
control.
Birth control. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got
the thing
down.
In the arm.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's like a metal rod.
Yeah. Well, you know, chicks gotta get their cooch looked at. Someone's gotta
that
take
too.
A look. Take a peek
that's,
with some bright lights.
That's quite
on.
A bit. I'm looking at the I had to do pull out my phone calculator. That's about what I pay for me and the two kids for health insurance.
Yeah.
And you're paying that for one person.
Yeah.
I did that over on Friday. I went to the site where it says, here's where you pay for next year. And I said, okay, I will pay for the whole year for all three kids. Let's get this done. Click,
three
click,
kids.
Click, enter, done.
Three kids.
And it said, something went wrong.
Yeah, because you only
again.
Have two kids. Maybe that's it.
And I went, all right. So I re-entered all my information.
Oh, no, Jesus.
And I did it again and hit ding. And then I found out that it charged me two full times. And so I called our company and said, hi, there's been a mistake. The computer directed me to re-enter my info because it said it didn't work. But it turns out I've been double charged. Okay, write us a letter. I'm like,
no, just go on the thing and delete one.
Who doesn't? Who can't make a return on a charge done online? Give me that department.
Did you say that?
Yeah. She said, tell me when you're ready. I'll give you the email address.
Oh, God.
And I went, oh, you're ignoring me.
Oh, oh Vin.
Okay. Go ahead.
They said something went wrong. Oh my God.
But just that's, even when
that
you,
is so
even when
aggravating.
You think you're getting things done and you're on the right track, now I got to track whether or not my email went through and my return. So then she goes, and they'll send you a check. I go, a check? Oh, I don't want a check going check. Through the...
Just delete the one payment.
Oh, growing up.
You know, growing
what
up does
suck. They call it
suck.
Adulting. Adulting yeah. can just be frustrating even when you're doing everything right.
You know, 20 plus years ago, we got yeah. life insurance policies for me and my husband when I was pregnant with my first kid. I'm like, we should have life insurance. That's what Susie Orman says, and that's what
good
we're
job.
Doing. So we get life insurance, and then 20 years go by in the blink of an eye, and they send us the update. They're like, okay, well, your 21st year is coming up, and it will cost, I think it used to be something like, I mean, I don't even know what it was a year, like maybe $1,500 a piece a year, whatever it was. And it went up to like, I'm not kidding you, $9,000 a piece each per year. I'm like, well,
yikes.
We're not doing that, obviously. So turns out you had to say so because I was auto paying them. And then they charged, it was almost $18,000, like on my credit. I'm like losing my effing mind, obviously, because that's what I do. And luckily I have John to talk me off a ledge, but I can't tell you how long it took to get that charge removed. Like it was so many physical letters, phone calls, emails.
That sucks. Yeah, just, that sucks.
It was unreal. Meanwhile, that money is just gone.
Right.
That bill gets auto-paid. Like you go to pay some other bill and you go, oh my God, I have negative $10,000. How did this happen? And you know, yeah. you're freaking out. And man, they're like, no, we feel like that's our money.
Yeah.
It's almost like they, once they have it, they just so don't want to give it back. They want to make it as, they think you'll give up. I'm like, I'm not giving up on no $18,000 to tell you that right
No,
now.
No one should. That no. shouldn't be a small enough number that you don't care.
I guess maybe Chris Kelly wouldn't care. You know, who
I would
friends.
Like to think that he would care, that he didn't
I
come
would, right.
from so much money that he doesn't even notice that that's right. a number that can't be ignored.
Although he probably pays a guy to hunt that down for it. Like he's not wasting
Maybe.
His time doing that and writing emails and typing letters and putting them in envelopes and licking stamps. Like, come on.
You know, you mentioned Chris Kelly, who was at your house for a birthday party, and he's Hooman's friend, who mm-hmm. we've met, who was once the main, one of the first employees at Facebook.
Yes.
I guess
early,
that's the best
early
way.
Early on, was there for a number of years and did very well.
And he's made bank, and he's, you know, maybe one of the richer guys that we are familiar with.
Well, he owns the Kings, so.
Right.
You know.
But you know what? He's also, he's out with his family, like his kids, and he's someone who, I watch him make posts, I follow him, and he's a busy dude. Like,
yeah.
you know, you say he's got people, at least he's not lazy. No. I mean, okay, so he's got someone to chase down his 18K, but he's out with his kids and going to rock concerts and doing parties at Sarah's house. And,
sure. And then sheesh. After parties at someone else's house.
It's a lot.
I don't know. I didn't even feel like I was invited to the after party. Of course, I had to clean up from the
pre-party.
Yeah,
why weren't you guys invited?
I wouldn't have gone anyway, but
okay.
I don't think we were invited. I certainly was. There was no pressure to go to the after
Bryn,
party.
Bryn, did you get invited to the after party?
Yeah. I mean, he seemed like he had it open for everybody. But,
did he?
I think so.
I felt like we didn't. For the most part. You know, what do I know? I was still stunned that my party was totally the first
over?
Stop. Yeah. I was like, oh, we made all this pulled pork. Oh, by the way, John did. I was getting kind of nervous because it's 3:30 and like he hasn't started the pulled pork, which to me a pulled pork is like a 24 to 30 hour thing.
Well,
like it's
right,
all day, cooks all day.
There's a lot of new versions of pulled pork that are ready to go. Just add barbecue sauce and heat.
Yeah, he just had a hunk of meat and he was in there cutting the fat off it and then he was rolling it and stuff. And then he put it in the Instapot and I was super skeptical. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, all right, well, you know, we're serving this to the hoity-toities, John. But I put a fork in there and took a bite and I died and went to heaven.
Nice.
It was I couldn't believe how good it was. And we did it on those little Hawaiian rolls with some coleslaw to put on it. Oh, damn,
yeah, it was
Daniel.
Really good.
It was so good.
I don't think that was part of your keto, Sarah.
It wasn't. I gave up on keto this weekend. I mean, I had those cupcakes and everything. I mean, Jesus. I'm back on keto, though. All I've had today is keto granola and a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, so you're back on keto as of this morning.
I am. I had a cheat weekend.
All right.
And there's still cupcakes in the fridge I'm not going to eat. They are disappearing.
Why aren't you going to eat them?
Because they're not keto. I'm being a good girl, Vinny.
If you are or you aren't. But we have a texter here who says, I can't find Sarah's booby shake. What day and where in the video, please?
It's from the Friday happy hour. It's on, I think you can even just go to slappy.com, scroll all the way to the bottom. Every freaking video we've ever done is on there. YouTube.com/random hookups. There's 1,000 ways to find this thing. Just type in Sarah's boobs. I'm sure it'll pop right up. And it's not too far in. I don't know, 5 minutes in, we got right to it. Started talking about it right away. Somebody asked right off the bat as a comment on the YouTube.
Bra.
What's going on with Sarah's bra?
It's very important.
So you don't like it?
It's fine. If I was wearing something backless, that would be great. What I was hoping was it was something I could just stick on every day and have it be my new thing.
It's too complicated for that. It's
like, why isn't your new thing just no bra and just go with that? Plenty of people do. Braless forever.
I have some pictures of Bryn. After the party, I ripped the damn thing off and put a t-shirt and shorts on. Mm-hmm. And then Bryn put it on.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Let's see those pictures.
What'd you think of it, Bryn?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how a bra is supposed to feel, to be honest. I don't know if it was right or wrong. It was certainly very sticky, just like you guys had described. I was trying to... There it is. You see that?
Oops. That's Bryn?
I was trying to push my tits
cleavage
together.
Yeah, I see a little cleavage.
I couldn't get the cleavage to work very... Yeah, I didn't have enough titty
for
that.
Give me your sexy look. Oh, that's a good one. You can kind of see the...
Yeah, that's...
that one's pretty good.
Never share that, ever.
I won't. I'm only sharing it with these guys. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's
good
what
job.
I'm talking about.
It's funny, though, because it is really... It's a sticky pad, man.
Yep.
I didn't expect that.
Super sticky. Like, don't drop it, because you'll never get it off the rug.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fully... Luckily, the stickiness is obviously on the concave interior of it, so it's less likely, unless you're me, to get stuck to everything anywhere near you. But yeah, it's you can see. I mean, you don't get to see it. I don't take my shirt off or anything, but you can see that my boobs are clearly attached at the middle and moving around as one unit. But still, there's no like harness part to it, so they're just. They're not stationary. Right. It's like you don't have a bra on, except that they're both moving. Perfectly.
Yeah, there's actually more weight behind them as you team them up.
Right, they're teamed up, Vin. It's like, you know, how you put two oxen in a yoke and pull your plow. It's like two boobs in a yoke. It's like that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm looking through these bad advices. This is a little segment we do on this show. If this is your first secret show, well, fucking welcome. These are all really serious. Like, we have some people with real problems. So I'm going to start with this one because it's been hanging out for a while. And... it's an interesting question and food for thought. So I'd love to hear what everyone thinks. I'm a longtime listener. Even though I moved out of state 3 years ago, I still listen through the Odyssey app. Odyssey. Love you guys. Here's my issue. It's not something that can be solved, but I'd like some guidance. I have 3 kids, ages 11, 14, and 21. 2 girls and a boy. The 14-year-old girl has always been unique. She's very artsy, creative, not a typical girly girl. She's often struggled to fit in with others. My 14-year-old daughter came out to us as trans about a year ago. Needless to say, we were pretty blown away. Wow. Over this year, we've had many conversations, and her dad and I are just really struggling with this. We're not transphobic. We do believe some people are simply born that way, but we just can't see it for her. It doesn't seem like something she is. It seems like something she's trying very hard to be. Even though she's different, there's absolutely nothing masculine about her. The way she looks, thinks, acts, speaks, especially when no one is watching, is decidedly female. She's going to regular counseling. She asks teachers and other kids at school to use her male names and pronouns. We are fine with that, but we do not use those at home. We are just trying to allow her to explore this while setting some limits. What would you do if this was your child? I appreciate you guys, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I'll start if I can. I have kids, and one of them told me at about age 15 that he was a she. And I said, guess, sat there stunned. And I, you know, I'd already heard many stories from this young man, young person. And I said, all right, that is beyond the scope of the things that I know how to help you with. So we'll get you into therapy, which it sounds like this person has done as well. And then I started reading everything. And the conclusion that I personally came to was that nothing has to happen right this minute. It's a very long and a very expensive process to go
transition
through
process
as a human. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't, you know, and of course we met with the therapist as well, because we needed help to look, I wanted to do the right thing. I want to be the right, I want to be a supportive mother and blah, blah, blah. You know, blah, blah, blah. I'll do what it takes to support my kid. So we went into and we had long talks with this therapist who was lovely. And she gave us lots of book recommendations and papers that have been written, et cetera. And she said that she said, I don't recommend it. A lot of people come in here and they're gung-ho. We're going to do whatever we can. We're going to get our kid on hormones. We're going to get our kid, you know, we'll do what it takes. And she said, you need to let it ride. You need to let this person figure out who they are. And this might, you know, later down the line, like this is their life and their responsibility. And they need to, it's, they need to understand that it's going to take time. And this isn't something that your parents snap their finger and fix for you. And it's a huge, long, lifelong process. And in the end, after months of therapy and you know, very trying to be very supportive, he backed down from it, like hard. All of a sudden, he goes, you know, I because all his friends are girls, and he said, geez, you know, I think that I just wanted to be one of the girls, and it was, it did, because like this lady, like my kid was just in his private moments, I'd see him out back with his sword and his. And his Batman outfit on, you know, like he didn't, nothing struck me as particularly feminine about him. And he did back down from it. I don't know that it's, and I've even said, so what about that thing? He just isn't, he's very noncommittal about it. So, and I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen with your kid, but I am saying that, you know, in wrapping my head around it, and what was going on with my kid, I just read and found out as much about the transition and other people's experiences and how other parents handled it and how other kids went through it. Because there isn't a simple answer for this. All you can really do is say, I love you no matter what.
If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick, no mess, no rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group Inc.
You know, in a best case scenario, because plenty of parents, I'm sure, don't, you know, people can be, depending on where you live and how you were raised and any number of factors, it could not go smoothly. But I really did feel like the only thing I could really do was the best I could to educate myself. And in the end, I mean, he's got all kinds of stuff going on. He's fancy. But that's not the thing, at least not now. So I don't know what will happen down the line. But anyway, I would just say, and I don't know.
That's the first time I've heard any of that.
Well, that's because it's not really my story to tell. I'm sort of telling my end of it from her to help her. But it's not, you know, that doesn't really feel like a super public story. I'll tell you.
No,
it here.
I don't disagree,
show.
But I'm sort of shocked. So I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, you usually spill everything. So
I do, but I try, you know,
that
my kids
come
are
flying out of your mouth at some point.
Listen, believe me, there was a year there where every day I wondered, what's going to happen with that? Yeah. So, you know, and it's fine. And even if he does wind up someday transitioning or never does, whatever it is, like I sort of came to a thing where it doesn't matter what that person in my life does. They're always going to be that person in my life. They're not different a day to, you don't find something out about somebody and suddenly they're a different person. It's still your person. It's still your kid. It's still your baby.
No, but I do think that any parent would be worried and concerned.
Of course.
And especially if you're not a therapist that specializes in transitions.
Right. Which I'm not, turns out.
Right. then clearly you would find yourself feeling like, well, of course I want to support my kid in every way possible, but I also don't know necessarily, like, is this, and I don't want to insult anybody by making comments off the top of my head, but I is this the next trend? This kid, I mean, I've watched this kid pick up and drop a million things along their life. Is this the guitar lessons they never finished, or the thing that they? I don't want that to be making snap judgments like that. You wouldn't, as a parent, I should say. But on the other hand, if you've known this person for their whole life and watched them, you know, jump in and out of things, gung ho, and then over it quickly, you would fear that this person's not quite sure what they're talking about or fully.
Well, and look, some people are totally sure, and he was sure at the time, and we, you know, did everything that we felt we could do at the time. And I liked that the advice from the therapist was, don't rush. This is a person who's still growing, whose hormones, you know, when you're an adolescent, you're a bundle of those, and you, who knows where you'll wind up, you know. This is, and she also said, and this is his journey, not yours.
Right.
And you know, read. Here's some stuff to read. So I would say roll with it for now. It sounds like you're doing absolutely the right thing. The kids in therapy, the kid's going to be you know, his or her own unique individual. Always be your baby.
I have a friend who has a daughter that was born a boy. And I can't name the ages. We're not that close. But what I will say is that their daughter lives as a girl.
Is a grown woman now?
No, is a kid.
Oh.
Is a kid. No surgery has happened. Nothing's happened that is,
right,
you know, like that. But there's a different name. And I guess the reason I bring it up is, you know, as a parent, you have a gut about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And like for you, you're like, this came out of nowhere. Right.
Right. Well, you know, I already knew some things about him. He is his own special, amazing, unique person and has his own stuff. So there were already some stuff.
Right.
This I did feel was out of the blue.
Well, in this case, I don't think they felt that way. I think they went,
of course.
Okay.
You know,
and so they did exactly what you're talking about, which is learn about it and, you know, go through this. It is a long, slow process.
Yep.
There's no reason to rush to anything that can't be later decided was not for them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing that I've sort of, a storyline that I have followed that has been really profound.
I
would imagine as a parent, it's a lot.
Well, and it's more accepted than ever before that people, you know, are born into the wrong body or identify not as their birth sex. It's definitely I had fears for him. I already had some fears for him because obviously you want your kids to be safe and protected. And I thought, I didn't want him to wind up being like have a lot of self-hatred or be sort of on the fringe of life. But I know some trans people and they're not that. And I talked to a lot of people actually during this time and got advice from people that had a lot more information than I did. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something that, you could look toward. You know, I'm not saying find your trans friend, but maybe I am saying that, you know, is there a friend of a friend that you could just sit down and, you know, have a cup of coffee with and talk about it and explain how you're feeling. They could tell you what they went through and how they knew or whatever you need to hear. Go ahead.
Pardon me. I just wanted to say, what is the name of that? There's a camp. It's like Rainbow something, and it's a trans camp.
Oh, I don't know.
And let me look it up real quick. I do have a laptop in front of me. But it's an opportunity for maybe, look, I bet they'd
like to explore and to,
well, you could, you know, if you sent your child there to find out if they could, if that's them or not. I don't know. I'm not, right. I don't know anything about this, but I do, other than that friend and then now your story. I haven't been through this process. I support people who are going through it 1,000%.
Sure.
But I think that what we're both saying, what I think probably anyone would say is you need as much info and as much help as you can get, because this is not one of those things to take lightly or a decision or a change made easily.
Right. No, it's I think a camp where all the kids are going through sort of the same thing, that actually sounds like a pretty cool idea.
A day camp in San Francisco caters to transgender and gender fluid children ages 4 to 12.
Oh.
Rainbow Day Camp.
Her kid's a little out of the, and you know what? They moved out of state too 3 years ago, so I'm not sure. But you know what? Look in your area. There's support for everything these days. And your kid might just be like, I don't even need your support. I know who I am, I know what I'm doing, and this is where I'm at right now, Ma. You know, that might be where she's at. It's, you know, it's good that you're supporting her. But yeah, read. And just, you know that
I don't think you would play games with this at all. But, you know, that's something that I can't speak to. I know that I went completely separate subject. So save your notes. But I'm talking about something else. But I was always looking to get a rise out of people. Always. Oh, what's the thing? Guys in makeup? That makes me the outcast? Then I'm wearing makeup. You know, like there were definitely things I did that were felt punk rock or felt antisocial that I wanted to do. And I don't know that, I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but kids do certain things to get a rise out of people.
Right.
No doubt. And I would hate to think that that's
well,
what's
and it's
going
those
on
are
anyway.
Drama years too. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm getting
that's
at.
So let it ride. Let it ride. Watch it play out. Be a supportive, you know, supportive satellite in her life, his life. But yeah, it's I mean, there's nothing you have to do about it right now. And when you go to sleep tonight, just know that's still your baby. It's still the same person. Nothing has changed. Okay, see, I told you it was heavy. It's heavy.
Yeah. All right. Give me the light one now.
No, there's no light ones.
Oh, jeez.
We're out of time.
What?
Yeah. So listen, how about some, you know, look, if you got a real problem, absolutely send it to us. We'll take anything on. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I want to ask Coco what she thinks of that. So you're someone that is the youngest person on the show, and we've got a couple minutes left. I'd be curious to see what your relationship with transgender is, as in, have you had kids in school that were more open about it? Or have you...
One girl at the time... when I was a kid, I played softball with her, and it was very obvious to me that she didn't fit into her body, and her parents couldn't accept that. And then she did the, oh, I'm gay, I like girls, and then she started a blog, and she became a he and fully transitioned and is completely happy. Unfortunately, had to cut the parents off. But to me, as an outsider looking in, it was obvious. And back then, I didn't know what transitioning was. So they're not doing harm to anybody else. So I'm for it, but you just have to, as a parent, I think, just read about it and you don't really have to accept it, but just read and educate yourself before opening your mouth and saying the wrong thing.
Right.
So yeah. It's a tough subject still learning about.
It is. It's a very difficult subject. And as far as acceptance goes, I mean, we are talking about your kid. And so there's a certain amount of that has to happen. But you're allowed to have your private thoughts about stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. There's no thought police. Think whatever you want.
But just, a child's mind is fragile.
Very.
So be careful.
Quite. Right.
Ask Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ask his mom. All right. That's going to do it. Any advice that you need, bad, good, sexy, boring, all of it, we'll take it all on. Send it to Bryn, B-R-Y-N. Easy name, at RadioAlice.com. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Thanks for listening to The Secret Show.
The end.